You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The auto industry is facing its biggest challenge and change since Henry Ford's Model T rolled off the moving assembly line. That's what Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes predicts as he looks at GM's plans to idle and probably close five North American plants, plans that are likely to crash straight into upcoming negotiations with the UAW and its Canadian counterpart, Unifor. Daniel, how have the paradigms changed for these century-old automakers and their 80-year-old union?
Well, fundamentally, it has to do with the electrification of the automobile and the ability to drive itself using computer and software technology. It's really pretty much that simple. Now, I don't think that's coming around the pike next month, next year even, but there's a growing belief that the tipping point could be 3 to 5 years out, and that would be more about where capital starts to go, where the money and the investment starts to go. You're already seeing it in these companies. They're booking these past few weeks, this week even, really strong earnings in the United States based on trucks and SUVs, and they expect that to continue. Yet GM is moving to close five plants in North America. Ford is preparing what I think is going to be a fairly substantial cut in its salaried workforce, even as they continue to produce in their plants. So this is really shifting the paradigm of what we're accustomed to in this town, which is you only make these moves when things are really bad. Things are not really bad right now. There's some challenges on the horizon, certainly tariffs and trade uncertainty and what's happening in the Chinese economy and the Chinese market are concerns. These are not the kind of concerns that would derail the business. And I think that's what people are really going to continue to struggle with. And I do think we're setting up for a titanic kind of confrontation, particularly between General Motors and the UAW this year. You know, the UAW at the end of the day is answerable to its members about what happens in the United States, not what's happening in China, not what Chinese regulators are doing. None of that's not their problem.
Right, because, you know, the union's not, you can't expect it to just kind of stand there and shrug while plants are closed and people lose their jobs.
That's right. But on the other hand, I think what they're going to hear and what's going to unspool in the coming months is going to basically be the company saying, we don't have products to put into those plants. We're not going to be building cars that people aren't buying. You know, it's very interesting. One of the things that has come out, and the UAW has been very critical about General Motors' decision to build the Chevrolet Blazer down in Mexico. And that decision was made in about the 2015 timeframe. And at the time, Lordstown was running on three shifts at the time. There was still a lot of demand for that Cruise compact that was coming out of that plant. Fast forward to today, that demand has just disappeared in the marketplace for a lot of those kinds of products. Not entirely, but it's dramatically reduced. And as a result, they're not building a product there. And they've already made that decision to put the Blazer down in Mexico. And repatriating a product is not just something you can do overnight. I think this is a reminder about how fast things happen in this market today in our economy. I mean, you see people changing their behavior based upon the market going to crap in December or companies making decisions because of steel and aluminum tariffs. Everything happens at the speed of the internet, essentially. And decision-making is sped up and reactions are also sped up, I think.
And what of the critics who say, hey, American taxpayers didn't rescue GM 10 years ago to see American plants close and people laid off?
And you know what? As the point in the line I've used many times, I think it's true. GM management has moved on. The rest of America hasn't. And, you know, I think their interpretation at the company is we were rescued by the American taxpayers to run this business so we don't get into that situation again. And I think their argument would be, I'm not saying people will buy it, but I'm saying, and I think their argument would be, what we're doing now is to position the company for the future and to make it more competitive going forward. And that is what is responsible stewardship of that taxpayer bailout. Not just saying we're going to do like the old GM, which would be ignore the signs in the marketplace, keep on doing what you're doing, and then when the wheels fall off, say, oh, sorry. I mean, that's what the old GM did for a very, very long time. It's how they ultimately got to the point they did in 2008, where they were begging Congress for an infusion, and in 2009 when they went through a federally induced bankruptcy.
So at stake is the future, knowing Silicon Valley is right there and knowing that is going to be quite a year ahead as we watch this shape up. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. As always, Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.